AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Both President Trump and former president and current presidential candidate Joe Biden will be in Iowa today. Biden is expected to call President Trump an existential threat to the nation. It drew this reaction from White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
The idea that he would say that the president poses any type of threat is truly laughable, considering he was part of the administration that allowed Russia to interfere in our election. He was part of the administration that allowed Iran to continue to flourish.
Biden plans to use his Iowa visit to criticize the president's economic policy. Justin Amash, the lone Republican in Congress calling for President Trump's impeachment, has quit the Freedom Caucus of House conservatives. Several members of the Freedom Caucus said they were blindsided by Amash's move, but he has stood by it, repeating his argument in detail on Twitter. Mexican officials are beginning deployment of the country's new National Guard for immigration enforcement, an accelerated commitment of a 6,000-strong force made as part of an agreement with the U.S. to head off a threatened U.S. tariff on imports from Mexico. The main objective is to register migrants, offer them options for regularizing their immigration status, and return those who don't want to register in Mexico. Former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz underwent more surgery today in Boston. Ortiz was shot at a bar in his hometown in the Dominican Republic. His spokesman says David Ortiz is expected to stay in intensive care in Boston for at least 48 hours. A group of 10 state attorneys general, led by the states of New York and California, are filing a lawsuit to block T-Mobile's $26 billion bid for Sprint. They say it will drive up prices for cell phone service. This is AP Radio News. Hotel room cleaners in New Jersey will soon be getting panic buttons.
Governor Phil Murphy has signed into law a measure that requires most of the state's hotels to issue the devices to their employees should they need them in an emergency. Last year, a room cleaner at Bally's Casino was pushed into a room by a man who then sexually assaulted her. The law applies to hotels with 100 or more rooms, including all 9 Atlantic City casinos. It takes effect in January. Murphy and several unions say New Jersey is the first state to mandate panic buttons. However, at least 2 other states are considering similar measures. I'm Mike Hemp.
Radiohead says some unreleased music has been stolen for ransom, but instead of paying up, the band will release it to help the environmental activist group Extinction Rebellion. Fans can buy the Radiohead music for $18 for the next 18 days. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.